Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, 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 our Father, which who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Just one touch, that's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop.
Okay, give me one second.
Of your
about.
Precious oil.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the living God. 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 Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, the Lord God. He is good. He is great. He is mighty. Amen. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. Amen. As we are celebrating and rejoicing in another day that the Lord God, he has given unto us from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I'm your host on this morning. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. We welcome all of our first time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. And we ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Glory be to God as, amen, breakfast is about to be served. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to begin this morning, amen, with a reading, amen, from our Dr. Lauren, amen, out of North Carolina. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God, amen, and all that she does in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Sold out to the Lord. Amen. In it to win it. Amen. Winning the loss. Amen. At any cost. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Give me one second there. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. How are you this morning?
Yes, praise the Lord. Good morning to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Thank you for being with us on this morning. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This morning's reading, the title is called Hollywood. Be thy name by Ray Comfort. In the beginning, Hollywood said, let there be light. There was light. There was camera. And the spirit of Hollywood moved across the face of the earth. Hollywood created. It created unforgettable stars. It created an amazing array of life's images. It brought to life incredible music and wonderful dance. And Hollywood said, it was good. And it was good. There was a time in which Hollywood made great movies such as Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, and movies that reflected the faith of the avenged and the average American. But something went terribly wrong. A serpent appeared in the garden. Movies became filled with blasphemy, adultery, and violence. The bright light that was once Hollywood became a gross darkness. and it became to suffer the ultimate delusion of grandeur. Hollywood inferred itself as God. Millions began to bow the knee to its reverent name. Each week, the faithful lined up to pay their tithes and filled the meeting place they called the theater and singing her praises. Hollywood's name became hallowed. Its kingdom had come. Its will was being done on earth as it provided the daily bread of the massive entertainment industry. Its power and glory became as great that it eclipsed the personal light of its own stars. But behind the glitz, there was a fascinating secret that Hollywood doesn't want you to know. Here is that secret. The image of each famous person we so idolized during that era wasn't real. Each was a careful shaped golden calf, a Hollywood graven an idol whose sole purpose was to bring in the money. In other words, the self-sufficient, the independent, tough guy. I don't need God. Image of John Wayne or Frank Sinatra that we saw in the movies wasn't the true representation of what they were in real life. For example, look at their own private words about God. I've always had deep faith that there is a supreme being. There has to be. To me, that's just a normal thing to have that kind of faith. John Wayne. I believe that God knows what each of us wants and needs. It's not necessary for us to make it to church on Sunday to reach him. You can find him any place. Frank Sinatra. I've always loved the Bible, reading it all again from start to finish and becoming a Bible student again has truly enriched my life. Gregory Peck. We all are sinners, but God always gives us a second chance. I'm a sinner who's trying to overcome my sins and be a better person. Kirk Douglas. These are real people who had real hopes, dreams, and concerns about the future. And they had their own thoughts about God and the Bible. But this was a side of Hollywood the public rarely saw. Why? Because the majority of the movie industry had and still has a secret agenda. It doesn't want you to believe in the God of the Bible. Why? Because Hollywood's income is built on lawlessness, adultery, lust, and greed. And as long as this world kept from truly turning to God, it will continue to pay Hollywood its dues. I am an atheist, and that's it. I believe there's nothing we can know except that we should be kind to each other and do what we can for each other. Katharine Hepburn. Is Katharine Hepburn right? Does God exist? Or is there nothing we can know? Is actually an easy question to answer. Just as a building is absolute proof that there was a builder. Buildings don't build themselves. So creation is absolute proof that there's a creator. The reason each of us needs to turn to God is because the Bible warns that he is good and will therefore one day see that justice is done. He will punish murderers, rapists, thieves, and liars. So, how will you do on that day? You can find out by looking at the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, 1 through 17. Have you loved God above all else? Or have you made a God in your mind that you're comfortable with? A God to seek yourself. Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. The seventh commandment, it includes sex before marriage. Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever lied? Including answering these questions on judgment day. Will you be found innocent or guilty? Will you end up in heaven or in hell? The Bible warns that all liars, thieves, and adulterers will find themselves in hell. But also says that God himself made a way, hallelujah, that both his justice and his goodness could meet. We broke the law, but he became a man in order to pay the fine. Jesus suffered and died on the cross to satisfy the moral law. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then Jesus rose from the dead, defeating death. That means God can forgive you and grant you the gift of everlasting life. What we must do is repent of our sins and receive the gift of life by trusting Jesus alone. So please confess your sins to God right now, your trust in Jesus to save you. And you will pass from death to life. Then read the Bible daily and obey what you read. John 14 and 21. You can even pray something like this. Dear God, today I turn away from all of my sins. And I put my trust in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died and rose again on the third day according to scripture. I repent of my sins and ask Jesus to come in to my heart and save me. Please forgive me. Change my heart and grant me your gift of everlasting life in Jesus' precious name. That concludes our reading. Hollywood, be thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That was awesome. That was awesome. Amen. That was so awesome. Amen. That's our word for the day. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm sitting here ready to say something on Moses. I think I'm going to say that tomorrow, Lord's willing, because that was Pharaoh. That was the message. Amen. Hollywood be thy name. Amen. And that was beautiful. I was thinking, Doctor, that all of these opinions of these celebrities and Hollywood and all of the names that you mentioned, I believe they're all dead now. They're all dead.
Yes.
All right. So now, amen, they know. They know, amen, and if they didn't find Jesus before they transitioned, amen, they know too late. Amen. Because it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. So the bottom line is everybody has an opinion. Everybody in Hollywood had opinion. You know, people want to get caught up in rhetoric, and everybody want to sound important, and, you know, and have every something to say. But the bottom line comes down to whose report will you believe? Whose report? Whose report? Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. We have to agree with the word. Why even take a chance? I heard somebody say, look, even if hell is not real, I'm not even going to chance it. Glory be to God. Why even take a chance? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God, my God. How will you do, hallelujah, on that day? How are you doing that day, beloved? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 All souls are mine, and the soul that sins that shall die. Amen. You must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Oh, glory be that the seed that is not mocked, whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Oh, glory be to God. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You can bow now or you can bow later. If you're listening today and you have never received Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, amen, the altar call was already given. Dr. Lauren already shared with you how to give your life to Christ. Amen. How to just confess your sins and just make a vow to follow him. Glory be to God. See, the difference between carnal Christianity, beloved, because we have so many of our brothers and sisters who are carnal. Glory be to God. And the Bible says when you're carnal, you become an enemy to the cross of Christ. Amen. Our carnal Christianity are those who want to make a confession. They don't want to go to hell. I take Jesus as my Lord. Amen. But you don't follow him. You don't follow Jesus. Jesus is not your Lord. Glory be to God. You want to know him as your Savior, but not as your Lord. You want to live your own life on your own terms. You don't want to follow him. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God. Amen. That was awesome. That was awesome. The word spoke for itself. I'm not going to add nothing to it, and I'm not going to take nothing away. Amen. Hollywood be thy name. Hollywood be thy name. Well, since we're going to talk about names, beloved, amen, the Lord says, my name, I am that I am. We want to talk about some names? I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first. I am the last. I am God. You want some names? Hollywood be thy name. Hallelujah. There is no other name whereby any man shall be saved. Amen. Other than the name of Jesus. Amen. And God knows your name.
Amen.
God knows your name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen. Any announcements, amen, that you would like to share with us coming from your part of the vineyard?
Yes, I just wanted to just let you know once again that my brother-in-law, Reverend Ronald Taylor Farrell, he will be installed as pastor, hallelujah, on September the 18th. People are coming from Philadelphia. The hotels are already booked. 20 rooms were set aside, and I believe all those rooms have been filled from people coming from out of town. So we're just looking forward to a great celebration of installation services on that day. The name of the church that God has blessed him with is called Spring Branch Missionary Baptist Church, which is located 2-1300 Old Wyatt Road in Wagram, North Carolina. So we're just all happy up here and just looking for that day of celebration. So to God be the glory that he will continue to preach the gospel, calling many, many sinners to repentance on that day in Jesus' name. And God bless you and all of your endeavors. And may you have a blessed day. Amen.
So Thank you. Amen. And I will. Amen. Glory be to God. If they have flyers or website or any other additional information about that installation, please let us know. Amen. And we'll spread the news. Amen. Because it's time for some good news.
All right.
Amen.
I'll text it to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Praise God. I will text it to you. All right.
Thank you. Amen. Beloved, amen. We're always talking about good, bad news. Every day we're talking about bad news. We want to look, see what's happening in Mar-a-Lago. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to see what's happening with the monkeypox and COVID. And, you know what I mean? We always got some bad news. Amen. Who got stabbed up? Glory be to God. Amen. What child was adopted? All this going on around us, our beloved. Amen. We're sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. You know, we're always focusing on bad news. And yes, we ought to be concerned, but not overwhelmed, amen, by what's going on, amen. When we get some good news, amen, then we need to spread it, amen, hallelujah. So we want to thank God, honor, and we need to honor those, amen, hallelujah, who the Lord honors, amen, in Jesus' name. So thank you again, Dr. Lauren. Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hollywood be thy name. That was awesome. That was awesome. Amen, hallelujah. That's all I can say. That was awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say something on Moses. I ain't going to say nothing on Moses. I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I don't have anything to prove. Amen. This is the Lord's platform. Amen, and we are the Lord's people. Amen, and it's the Lord's word. Amen, hallelujah, and he honor his word above his name. The word already went forth in a creative form today. Amen, if you missed it, amen, check the replay. Amen, today, amen, at 12 o'clock, we will be at the altar of prayer. Amen, praying. Amen, interceding, amen, come on and join us at the top of the hour. Amen, bring your prayer requests. Amen, we'll pray with you, pray for you. We thank God for the anointed prayer warriors. Amen, that serve, amen, in this ministry. Tonight at 8 p.m. is our Wednesday night Bible study as we come, amen, to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Glory be to God. Please, amen, be with us on Friday, Lord's willing. Our Friday is our minister Joanne Thurman's birthday. Amen. So you know the birthday club, we want to show her a little love on Friday. Amen. So be with us there. Amen. All right. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father God. That was a loaded scripture, Father God. Hollywood be thy name. She came from so many different angles. She came from the, it was a sermon. It was a creative sermon. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God, you speak through everything. If we just listen, God, you said, he who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father God, we get so wrapped up in the mundane things, and we so used to doing things certain way and protocol. Father God, we just miss you. A lot of times we miss you because we just refuse to flow with the Spirit. Father God, forgive us, Father God. You are sufficient in all things. And so, Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for the word that came forth this morning. We thank you for Dr. Lauren. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for, amen, the ordination service coming up. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for being a prayer answer. We want to say thank you, Father God, for meeting us this morning at the morning altar. Father God, on social media, we want to say thank you for this day ahead of us. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, point, contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, that it will not prosper. Hallelujah. It will not take root and it will not come to pass. We will live and not die, and we will declare the works of the Lord. Father, meet us back at 12 o'clock at the altar. Anoint the prayer warrior, Father God, as she comes. Father God, to serve. Father God, we ask that you would cushion her, protect her. Father God, hallelujah. No weapon formed against her will prosper. In Jesus' name. Back tonight at 8 o'clock, Father. Hallelujah. For Bible study, if it be your will. Hallelujah. Father, your will be done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. God, we're praying for fresh oil. We're praying for new wine, Father. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Father God, things are not going back to normal, Father God. If there ever was a normal, Father God, it's not going back to that. Help us to let go and let God. Oh, Father God, you're taking us somewhere. You're doing something different. It's a new season. It's a new day. Help us to lay aside the old paradigms and the old way of thinking. Oh, Father God, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, not conformed but transformed, that we might prove the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, that we're ready to fly. That we're ready to fly, Father God, as an eagle above the storm or into new heights, greater dimensions, from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And we say thank you, God, over, over and over and over again. So, Father God, hallelujah, we say thank you. We commit this day into your hands, our families, our ministries, our churches, our health, our finances, our future, our businesses, Father God, our projects. Father God, everything you have given unto us, we give back to you. We commit it into your hands. Father God, for you say your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you are able exceedingly to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, God. Thank you. As we go forward this day, help us to focus on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Hollywood, but Hollywood doesn't have the last say. Father God, hallelujah. All they want is our money, and we say we do give it to them, for we like to be entertained, Father. Yes, this flesh like to be itched or scratched, touched. Oh, Father, we love to laugh, Father. We love movies. We love the theater. We love all this, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's nothing wrong with it, and it's right priorities, Father God. But nobody in Hollywood, Father God, has no heaven or hell to put us in. Oh, Father God, help us to keep all things balanced and in perspective when we continue to seek first the kingdom of God. We got to, before we can continue to seek first, we got to start seeking first. Some of us, Father God, just don't have you first. You somewhere in the pot, but you sure ain't first. We get to you when we get to you. When it's at our convenience, we get to you. Oh, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father. You must be first. Hallelujah. You say, have no other gods before me. Love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and seek first the kingdom. Father God, forgive us for having our priorities out of order and wondering why our life is all jacked up. Father God, forgive us for being people pleasers. Glory be to God. We like to hear ourselves speak, and we're impressed with other people's rhetoric and everybody going to hell unless they accept Jesus and walk in his way, because there is a way that seemeth right. For the ends thereof are the ways of death. Glory be to God. Is your way or no way? And Jesus came to say, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And absolutely no man cometh to the Father but by him. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Thank you, Father God, that your Son gave his life, walked down 40 and two generations, took on the robe of flesh, and came in the volume of the book it was written unto him, Lord, to do your will. God, we thank you for the will of God, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. There is no glory without your will. Hallelujah, being done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to stop faking it. Help, Father God, your children that are lukewarm, carnal, trying to impress people, confessing but not possessing. Father God, help them to help themselves by calling on you. For you said, Father God, when we call on you and seek you with our whole heart, then we will find you. Oh, Father God, you're not in a distant place. You're only a prayer away. a very present help in the time of trouble. Father God, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. And as we pray for the men and women around the globe, our brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray for ourselves. Father God, lest after we have preached to others, we find ourselves being a castaway. Thank you, God. Thank you. Now, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hollywood be thy name. Hallelujah. Jesus is his name, beloved. And I come to tell you that God knows yours. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Meet you at the Bible study tonight at 8, prayer at 12. Amen. Tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock on social media, and then back here at the breakfast table tomorrow at 6, Lord's willing. Hallelujah. God bless you. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Signing out. Thank you again, Dr. Lauren. Amen. Everybody under the sound of my voice. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Amen and amen.
No matter.